think, everybody? In just a minute, how could it be wrong when it feels so rhyme? It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That is, of course, 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, according to a new report in Politico, their magazine, In 2008, newly elected Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina wanted to go use the Senate swimming pool, but she was told she couldn't. Why not?
Where's this pool?
We were wondering the same thing, but apparently it's
by the cloakroom.
By the cloakroom, yeah. Near the Senate gym, apparently.
No dames allowed, you see?
Well, why weren't women allowed?
All right, give me a slight hint.
Well, with this bunch, you can't really call it skinny dipping.
She wanted to go naked?
No.
Nope. Oh.
Joe Biden was already in there naked?
Well, that's good enough. Joe Biden, of course, had just left the Senate at that time, but she was told that she, a woman, could not go use the Senate swimming pool because the male senators like to go down there and swim naked.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
We don't need that image in our head.
Senator
Think
Hagan.
About those cannonballs.
Yeah.
You know what? Flag her. Yeah.
Wow.
Senator Hagan says that it took an intervention by Senator Chuck Schumer to end this practice. He said, look, guys, either put your pants on or I take mine off.
This could either be like a scene out of like Senators Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Or like the sequel to Cocoon.
No, it's terrible.
Either, wow.
Paula, this week the New York Times reported that spas everywhere are now offering facial cleanses, pedicures, and other luxury treatments to a new segment of clientele.
Dogs.
Not dogs. Oh, we've had that for years.
Yeah.
Dog spas. No worries there.
Snakes.
No? Snakes?
Yeah.
What would you,
you know,
because
they
do
get
a,
the dry skin.
I know, but how could you give a pedicure to a snake?
Very carefully.
Very carefully. How could you give a pedicure to a
See?
Snake? That's a very good question. Snakes don't have feet.
You're right. They don't.
Okay, the spas give...
So there are spas. Apparently spas are getting new business. And these are the places, you know, the luxury places you go in. You put on a robe. You're pampered. You get your pedicure.
Oh, infants.
Close. I'll give it to you. Children.
Children.
Oh, yeah.
Children.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
All children are beautiful, but let's be honest, they could be more beautiful. Whether it is the Princess Facial at the Beverly Wilshire Spa in Beverly Hills, or the Boyacure, the manicure for kids. Get it? Manicure. Boyacure. It's never too early to introduce your children to crippling, unachievable standards of beauty.
Like, what can a kid exfoliate off their little faces?
Well, their skin's growing rapidly.
No.
It's falling off constantly. Kids are snakes with feet.
They are.
Amy, Pope Francis is expected to draw crowds in the millions for his visit to the Philippines next week. And Manila does not have the restroom facilities or even the porta-johns to support the crowds. But there's a solution. They're asking millions of people to do what?
Hold it. Just hold it.
No. I'll give you a hint. Whether or not this works depends on the people's willingness.
No. Diapers?
To wear diapers, yes.
No.
Well, adult diapers may seem extreme, but it beats the alternative, which is exploding. The thousands of traffic cops in downtown Manila will be required to wear diapers.
Wow.
For everybody else, it's just a handy suggestion from the government. According to the Associated Press, the plan was, quote, well received by the cops, which cannot possibly be true.
I just picture the changing stations.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to be pretty.
They're going to break the tables.
They have to be adult-sized changing stations?
And plastic tables are coming right off the wall. You know, I'll tell you something. I'm an atheist, and this is part of the reason why. I just think any figure that causes an entire country of people to put on depends.
And that costs
something. We need to rethink.
A million people in depends?
Yeah.
That's got to be some type of Guinness book.
Absolutely.
Something.
All you need to do is get them to admit it.
Well, I think the cops alone. It's got to be the most cops ever wearing depends, wouldn't you think?
Gotta be.
And don't forget the wipes.